Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! Yes, we are here again, folks. It's that time. It's that time for another episode of Common Sense. Something that is severely lacking in the business world and the business model as it exists in the United States today. I'm lucky to be here today. Wi-Fi was destroyed and down. Did a simple little task of trying to just change a router, and Verizon turned it into a debacle of amazing proportions. We're going to be talking more about it when I get Herman on here, because I want his opinion to see if I was off base in what I'm expecting. But it's typical corporate America. I looked up the CEO of Verizon and his salary, and it was $24 million, with an M, million dollars. And after my experience with Verizon, it should have been 24 cents. Because the people I dealt with were excellent people. I felt bad being angry at them because they're only dealing in the corporate bullshit structure that they're handed. But it's, you got to criticize to get people to listen. And when I go into the whole story, you're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed. And see, it also goes on with this whole, what I've been mentioning lately. There's no quality anywhere. There's no quality anywhere. Look at, just, see, this is why they don't want TikTok. This is why your representatives who have bought and paid all the American media, all the American social systems, and they colluded with them during an election, which is all illegal, but nobody cares anymore. What is right and wrong doesn't mean a damn thing. Are you a Democrat or Republican? That's what matters. Because Democrats can do anything they want without fear of repercussions, without any blowback. And these corporate entities that are paying their leaders, and this is what's always funny, they're paying their leaders millions of dollars, $24 million. Name me anybody else in your actual people who provide service that makes $24 million.
Oh, yes, but he's such a great leader, Dan. He does so much.
There ain't a person in the world leading a company worth $24 million a year, especially when you're giving your customers shit service. Now, I can understand that if you were giving them gold star treatment and everybody was happy with their bills and your employees weren't worked to their gills, I could understand that. But no, it is not that. You have employees stressed out. I know. You have people short. I know. You have a lot of real problems in most of corporate America, and what's their answer? Oh, we're short on funds. You got $24 million to pay one person. You've got $24 million to pay one goddamn employee. But you ain't got enough money to hire more techs. You ain't got enough money to get more people on the payroll, but you got enough to pay one asshole $24 million. I'd like to see it justified. I'd like to see it justified in right. And again, I don't want government regulation. I want the customers to rise up and say, guess what? We ain't going to pay for this shitty service no more. That's how my weekend went. Waiting around and wasting 5 hours yesterday. 5 hours. And that was with a tech coming to my house. And folks, you had better check your speeds on your internet. If they're selling you internet saying they're giving you 300 megabytes up and 300 megabytes down, you better check it, because chances are they're not. It is a lie. It is an oversell. It is false advertising. Maybe that's why there's a lawsuit against them. But this is going to be an interesting show, because I'm telling you, this is where we're going to start. We're going to start down the rabbit hole of corporate America. Because, my friends, that is an interesting thing to go down. That's a real deep rabbit hole to go down. And I'm going to go down it. I'm going to go down this corporate rabbit hole. And we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. And we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out from there. We will figure it out from there. Oh, man, I don't like to take callers. But I'm going to see. This is a one. See, this is the other thing. 1111111111 is not your number. So let's find out who this is, because I'm curious. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Hello? This isn't really. Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Great. This isn't really, I guess it's maybe related to your topic, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Mike Johnson situation.
Bring me up to date. I don't recognize the name.
Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. It looks like he's going to get ousted this week by Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names. If you say who they are, I know who they are. I'm one of those people, my whole life, I've never been able to get names right. Washington is I'm going to be honest with you, a shit show. The Democrats can do anything they want. The Republicans are lambasted every day by the media, but at the same time, they're not doing much either. There are a few people who do make sense. I think that, see, they want to attack her because she's speaking out against the regime. Watch anybody speak out against the regime. Watch them topple. Elon Musk spoke out against the regime. Now he's a pariah. Donald Trump was once one of the most loved men in the world, had a number one TV show, was at every Black Awards. He spoke out against the regime. He's instantly prosecuted. It's become a banana republic. We have lost complete control of the United States Senate. There's nobody, I mean, the United States government, everybody in Washington's corrupt, because they're all participating in spending us into oblivion. They have absolutely lost the ability to represent the American public, and this might be one of those times where our founding fathers, who wrote all of our amendments, were so far into the future, seeing what would eventually become of our government. Thank God they gave us the rights they gave us.
Yep. I mean, you know, I watch a lot of news, and it's just it seems like Marjorie Taylor Greene has a firm grip on Mike Johnson, so she's tugging at him pretty hard.
Oh yeah. Like I said, this is not a representative government. This no longer represents the American people. When if I file my taxes and I don't have a receipt for $5.20 that I spent, yet they can spend over $150 billion in Ukraine with not a single receipt, not a single accounting, not a single audit. And the oligarchs over there are still living in their rich mansions. And according to them, their leader has now got a $70 million yacht. And all of this financial political contributions is coming back to the United States from Ukraine. So your crooks in Congress send your hard-earned money over to people who don't have to account for a penny so that it can be filled back into their coffers. And that's why somebody like Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp can start as a slutty bartender with $0 and now be $33 million in the rich category after 7 or 8 years of service at $175,000 a year. If you can't see the corruption, you're blind.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I was hoping to get your thoughts directly, though, on Mike Johnson.
Well, like I said, he's just another shill. He's just another person. What has he really done? Has he stood firm on the budget and cut spending? No. Has he stood firm and stopped us spending more money in Ukraine? No. Has he really done anything of importance up there? No. He is yet another puppet in a long line of puppets. They all go out there and preach how they're going to be for America and stop this spending, and they turn right around and turn their back on it. I just say goodbye and good riddance. I wish all of them would go home, and we could start afresh with new people who are not hooked into the Washington machine, who are not owned by Washington, and who don't stand around and take money from big pharma, big defense, and then turn around and tell us why we need to be involved in yet another war. We've been at war since this country was founded. It's about time to take a break.
Yeah, so you if like
that
when
hits
they
your
slap.
Topic?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you like when they slap my Johnson around?
All right, I got the hint on this one. Thank you. You have yourself a nice day, and Dick Joke Heaven. Wow. See, this is why I don't take phone calls, folks. This guy is intent on making dick jokes and just going to, oh, Marjorie's got a grip of his Johnson. See, this is why I don't take phone calls, especially phone calls from numbers that I understand. So I'm going to go back to my old rules. No phone calls. Y'all can sit there and try your little dick jokes at home. I hope you got your guffaws. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to run out, and I'm going to find Herman. And we're going to get this show started with something that's not just a bunch of little dick jokes.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal. But it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Man, every time I hear that guy say that, I want to go, whew. As you can tell by the laughter in the background, I found Herman.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, man. Dude, this weekend, even just trying my patience, I think that's what it is. I'm going to take you down a little simple task that should have been a simple task that turned into a debacle. And as a matter of fact, a supervisor from Verizon is supposed to be calling me today because of the debacle I've been through. Last Tuesday, we installed a new router. We wanted to get a new router for faster service. I like my service fast. I do a lot on the internet. You know that, uploading, downloading videos, what have you not. You need a fast internet connection. Plus, it was supposed to be cheaper. So we got the new box. I put it in. Now, people don't know my background. My background's electronics. I can figure anything electronic out. That's my deal. That's what I did for a living in the past. So I bring this router in, I follow their instructions, I hook it up, it goes through all the setup procedures, and it was good. I ran my little test on it, 300 meg down, 300 meg up, good, we're in good place. So then, for the next day and a half, it's constantly going in and out. Like, we have internet, we don't have internet, we have internet, we don't have internet. So I'm sitting there going, well, that's not good. You know, I spent all this money. Then finally, on the fourth day, I believe that would have been Friday. Yeah, Friday, it came up and wouldn't connect at all. Wouldn't connect at all. And so I call up the Verizon helpline. The little robot goes, you know, does all the little stuff. And I go through all the things of rebooting it, like, at least three times before a person comes on the line. So the person comes on the line, and we go through the reboot again because, you know, it's always something I did or something that you didn't do. So we go through the reboot again, and then we reboot it again, and then we reboot it again. And then she says, do you have a computer that you can hook to the Ethernet cable? Now, most people don't understand this, but this is real. Most of your new computers do not have an Ethernet plug-in because they're all Wi-Fi. Because nobody uses a plug-in connection anymore except for maybe a home computer that's pieces in a stack and all that. They'll have an Ethernet, but all of your laptops basically don't. So I had to dig out a dinosaur of a computer I have, hook it up, and then she goes, well, it appears I can see your computer, so there's nothing wrong with the line, so you need to go get a new router. Now, in this day and age, replacing a router also means you've got to reconnect everything that you had reconnected. And I'd spent a day doing that because you got to read all the manuals because you've forgotten because it's all been hooked up for years. So I go through all that, and she goes, it's your router. Go get a new router. And I had 20 minutes left. I drove over to the Verizon store, got a brand new router, came home, hooked it up. Guess what? Exact same problem. So they said they're going to send me a technician, but I got to wait. Of course, because they don't have enough technicians to serve their customers because they pay the CEO of the company $24 million, one dude, and then that means you can't hire a whole bunch of smaller dudes who actually do the work. Mm-hmm. So he shows up on Sunday. He calls, wants to be here an hour early. Cool. Guys, cool. I had no problem with the people. Again, I'm not having any problem with the people. What I'm having problem with is Verizon. That's who I'm having trouble with. So this tech shows up. He goes around, and I swear to God he was fast, and he says it's the cable around the house. And so he replaces it toot sweet and says everything's good, the light's on, jets out the door. Okay? He was here for 2.5 hours. So I'm sitting there going, I'm going to run my speed check because I don't trust anybody. So I run my speed check, and it says I've got 300 down, but I've only got 30 going up. So that's far from advertised. So I run it again. So that's nothing happened. So that's when the next phone call begins. So I call and go through their robot and finally get somebody on the phone. And we rebooted probably at least another 8 times. And including me taking a pin and pushing in a factory reset button and all this stuff like that. So after an hour of being jerked around, the guy goes, you said you had a computer. Would you go upstairs and get it? I said, no. I said, not unless you're going to pay me to be a technician for Verizon, because you obviously don't have enough of them. I said, why don't you, instead of jerking me around and making me do things over and over, why don't you send your damn technician back who just left here and said it was done? So they say to me, get this, and remember, we're talking to Verizon, a cellular company now, a cellular company that has cellular phones, and they said they can't reach their technician. Now, how does a cell company that has cell phones not be able to reach their technician? Oh. I mean, seriously, dude, I asked him, I said, why don't you page him? And the guy didn't get the joke. I said, maybe you should send him some smoke signals. I said, you're a phone company telling me you can't reach one of your employees. So I spent 2.5 hours on the phone being jerked around and jerked around and jerked around. And then finally, they got a hold of the technician because he called me. So he obviously had a phone. He reached me, he did some technician shit on his phone, and finally fixed the service 5 hours after he'd been here.
Yeah. So the key was not getting to the service issue, it was getting to the best person that knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, and also the fact that they want you to be their free technician.
Goes all the way to the point if you have to check yourself out in the grocery store and check yourself out in Walmart and Target, of course you need a free technician.
I knew you would pick up on my drift. I knew. These big corporations that are paying their – I imagine the CEO of Walmart makes at least $24 million like the CEO of Verizon. Yet these people claim we don't have enough money to pay for the smaller guy.
Damn.
If you weren't paying one person $24 million, you'd have a lot of money to pay people.
It all trickles down to this. If I walk up to a cash register to get my food, I pay at the register. Now when you pay, it asks for a tip.
Mm-hmm.
You went up to the register. You wouldn't go talk to the person. You go get your stuff when they serve you. And they want a tip.
Yeah. Because
the corporation is all removed, just straight to the tip.
That's right. And also, it's because they have spent so much money in their top echelon that without the bottom people would be nothing. And they can't hire enough bottom people because the top people make so much more money.
And the system is based off greed. So no matter what system it is, whether it's big top people, small top people, a mom and pop shop cheating, it's about cheating. Me getting all I can and getting the most out of you for the littlest.
That's right.
Period.
And that reminds me of, what's the song, Gin and Juice? You got to get mine before you got to get yours.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
Yeah, I got to get mine because if you listen to the WNBA, okay, right now, Dory is so catastrophically ignorant from a female perspective, it's sickening. I listened to a lady say the other day, it was a young player, and she was on the Gilbert Arenas show that they do on the podcast, and they were trying to explain to them the separation of why females in the WNBA make less money than males, and that for 25 years, that means that the WNBA has been funded by the NBA because they come up to a loss each year, period. That should be the end of the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But a female is going to come back and say, the woman is going to say, well, I'm trying to figure out why it's such a disparity in pay. Because, number one, the WNBA is a fucking charity. The NBA is giving to the WNBA and losing $250 million every 25 years thus far.
Yes.
So how can you complain when someone is allowing you to be a system that functions on a crutch? Now, the males say, this is what we need for you to do with the WNBA is lower the rim a little bit so you can get more excitement, speed up the game, X, Y, and Z. No. We feel as, why do we even ask you? Number one, you're a charity-driven situation, so women, instead of giving you a choice, men own it. Shut up. We're just going to change the rules. You're gonna have to do what's being told, or there's nothing at all. Why does it have to come to that point, though?
Well, here's the other end of that, too. There are more women in the United States than men. Fact. So why, if they're so damn concerned, why aren't their asses in the seat watching that boring shit?
Because men... Because it's a man's sport. And dude, untrue as far as their popular belief in their mind, women are not watching sports. Only these feminist groups of women, which is a small group. Most women on this earth want to be ladies. They want to be swooned by a man. They want to be taken care of. They want to be loved. They want to be treated well. But you got this feminist group of women saying, hey, listen, women, you can't be that unless you grab your cock. You can't go back in the ancient times when women didn't have this and women didn't. You don't even go through that type of shit and always living in a history that you're not living.
Yeah.
You're not even going through that type of stuff. Women always complaining about what happened to women and the disparity of women in 1863. What does that have to do with 2024?
Allowed to speak that in the mainstream public, and I loved it. I don't know if you saw Bill Burr's bit on this. He goes, they got all these male guys sitting there, and they listen to the female going, why aren't we getting paid as much? And he goes, they all got to go, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He goes, well, they damn well know why. Because it's not exciting. It's not entertaining. It's just it's nothing to draw a crowd. It doesn't draw a crowd. It doesn't draw revenue. And like you said, if it wasn't for the NBA, they would not even exist.
Well, think about this. If they took, okay, now you got Caitlin Clark and a couple other Caucasian girls.
Wait a minute, Caitlin. Let me add something there real quick. Caitlin Clark and her Adam's apple.
Yeah, that's it. That guy over there. Now, we haven't gotten into the LGBTWXYQ letters about it, that's a whole nother ball game. But they're trying to take the whatever this face is and make it the face of NBA, of the WNBA. But they have to realize this. Caitlin Clark and the other two ladies that just signed the Nike contracts, they're marketable. Okay, they are marketable. Now, they say, well, Nike is prejudiced and so on and so on. Okay, well, whether they are or not. I just know they have signed Michael Jordan, Kobe, and a lot of the young black male players. Now, I'm telling you from a black male's perspective, okay, of what I'm seeing with the WNBA. The reason why these black women are not marketable, so if you are out of control feminist, where you can't stop running your mouth, you can't seeing things out of control, you have no self-control, then who in the hell would sponsor you? Who would give you a shoe? They're going to give a damn fool a shoe? Yeah. They're going to give a lady that doesn't listen, has a tendency to never shut up, has a tendency to speak her mind. Well, you can do that as long as you're not working for Nike.
Truth. And that's why, you know, it's kind of fun to be where we are, but we don't have sponsors that will pull up sponsorship from us. We can say what we are going to say.
Yeah, you can do that. But if you want to run your mouth, you have to realize in order to have a shoe, you have to be a marketable person.
Yep. You got to play the game.
That's it. There are guys in the NBA that don't want to play the game and they don't have a shoe.
That's right. But they do have an opinion, and they can say it.
And you can have an opinion, but as long as you know you won't be sponsored. And that's what these young black women have to understand. There's a lot of feminist white women who are suffering the same situation because they live on a path of women were always treated this way, and women are always treated this way. And back in the day, ladies, we have to live for today and forward. What has happened from females back in the day, they suffered. You're not suffering. So, therefore, you're able to take advantage from what the ladies didn't have back in the day. Now, what do you mean? If you're able to run your mouth like you are without me punching you in the face, then you have advantage. Trust me, honey. You have advanced.
You know, it's the truth, though, because they want to talk like a man, but the second you treat them like a man, that's when they scream and run. Because you can't treat me that way. Okay, I'm not treating you that way. See, this reminds me of an old story. This goes way back to my youth when I was way more unconstrained than I am right now. I know people may not believe that, but believe me, you know me. You knew me when I was younger. I was way more off the cuff than I am right now. Compared to where I was, I'm level.
You are okay. You are tame compared to where you are. You're very tame.
So way back when I was like 16, the feminist movement was really starting to gain traction. You know, and so a buddy of mine, Dale, and I were walking into a place called Grand Central Mall. And I was raised as a gentleman. Don't get me wrong. See, on the farm, the women had to work at certain times. And they did the easier parts of certain jobs, like driving the pickup truck and just dragging bale hays together, things like that, stuff that didn't require an immense amount of physical strength because women don't have an immense amount of physical strength. I was taught to respect. I was taught to open doors. I was taught to be polite. There was a woman in a room standing, and I was in a seat. I was to give that woman. That's a sign of respect. That's not a sign of you're inferior to me. That's a sign of you're actually superior to me because I give you that superior treatment. So we're walking into the mall. I open the door. This feminist goes, "You don't have to do that for me." And so I said, "Okay." And I took both hands, grabbed a hold of the door, and slammed it in her face.
Yeah.
She was pissed. "Well, you said you didn't need me to hold the door." "So I didn't. Now you're pissed at me because I did what you wanted?"
"Yes, that is. I'm mad because you heard what I said."
"That's right. You said it. You told me I don't need a man to hold my door. So the man didn't hold the door for you, and now you're pissed at me. I obliged you. I gave you exactly what you asked for. Exactly what you asked for. I gave it to you, and you're still upset.
You know, speaking of that, okay, let me give you a perfect example, man. I'm with you on that, man. Okay, a lady calls and says, say for instance, a lady calls and says, hey, I need some help moving my car. So I want to put my car where your house is, and it'll be cool. I said, okay, no problem. This is the day before. And she says, well, can you bring out the jump box, you know, and I don't have one, so I had to borrow it from someone, of course, or go buy one. So I said, all right, well, I'll see what I can do. So I'm just thinking to myself, maybe you can call AAA, and they can bring it on over here, and it'd be simple for both of us since you pay for AAA. But, you know, knowing the lady, she wanted to use a AAA, and she said, this is what I'm going to do. But by the time she called that morning, she's used all of her AAA opportunity and points, so she can use it. Okay? She didn't lock the keys into that car and had several tolls and helped a friend out. You know, stupid shit, you know? So now, when you call me on a Sunday rising and you say, hey, I need your help with this car because so-and-so, I say, well, maybe use my triple. I say, no, I'm not going to start that. So I decide to go get a jump box for the lady, okay? I do this. Now, remember, when I'm going to this lady, a lady has to consider this. I have to drive to you, jump your car, drive back with you, then drive you back home, then drive myself back. You've only had two trips. I had to have four to get you what you're doing.
Yes.
So this is my gas, my tunnel, everything. You got to think about this now. Ladies aren't thinking about all this. They just want to get what they're done, done. They need you to do this, no matter what. So when I call to say I'm on my way, guess what? Her phone's nowhere near. Okay, I'm on my way, but you're upstairs. Okay, by the time I get in touch with you, I've washed my car, cleaned my. I had to find something to do to occupy my time, so there's no frustration. This is what men do for women. I turn around, there's no frustration. You finally call while I'm washing the car. I call you back when I'm finished. Okay, now I go to you. I decide where I'm going to park because I have a jump box, so I don't need nothing. I don't need to be parked beside you because I want to get the stuff out of the car.
Right.
So I park on the other side where there's an empty space on the other side of me where there's nothing. So she says when she comes out, I go to her door, knock on the door. She finally comes to the door. She comes out. And you know what she says? Well, maybe you need to move your car. And you know what I told her? Shut up. I honestly did. I told her, shut up. And the reason why I told her shut up is because you've been scrambling getting things wrong since we've started. I'm doing things according to what you want to do. And according to what you want to do is just like you have your plans for your AAA. You all scramble with that and you all scramble with the rest and you want me to be scrambled up with you following your instructions, which is going to throw me off balance. And I'm telling you, shut up, because at this point right now, I'm going to do this with this junk box. I'm going to do what I'm going to do with your car. I need you to shut your mouth and listen to me because you have no damn clue to what's going to go on. And be a person to listen to instructions right now so we can get this stuff out of the way as quick as possible. And this is why I had to talk to her, because I was tired of all that yapping.
Yeah.
Women like to be in control regardless of whether they know what they're doing or not. They just want to have this power and control. And I don't care whether ladies don't want to feel like they're empowered, but when you're standing in my way of progression and you're messing with my time, I need you to sit your butt still. And cheat.
Also, you asked me to do it because you couldn't. Thank you. And so it's obvious you don't know how to do it, because if you did, you would have done it.
And you got to think, by the time I woke up from 9 o'clock that day and finally got through messing around with what I'm doing with that lady, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm finally finishing up. Do you hear me?
I do. Because like I said, it took me 5 hours for some simple task the other day.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. And that was a simple task to jump a car. If it was two guys, it would have went like clockwork, nothing.
But see, we don't want to accept the differences. That's the whole problem. See, really, when we were younger, we accepted the differences. And also, we viewed motherhood at a much higher rate than we do today. Because my mom, her only job was to raise kids. And because of that, I had a fantastic childhood.
Did you hear what you just said, though? I want you to hear what you said before you go too far into this now.
Okay.
You said we had motherhood, right?
Yes.
Now we have mothers from the hood, which are hood mothers, whether they're from trailer parks or they're from projects.
Yes.
Okay. You have mothers from the hood who end up being hood mothers.
You're true.
Okay. And they raise hoodlums, whether black, white, or Hispanic.
Yeah, no male influence.
No male influence. So you're speaking of the value of a male influence, which had a motherhood value because the mother was able to have value. That's why she had motherhood. She still had morals.
Okay? She actually had she had more value than somebody with a job.
But motherhood, motherhood, they don't put the value on motherhood. Like you said,
right. It's
more value than someone with a job. But you got the buck. But see, now motherhood is looked at as being what? Slavery.
That's right. You're right, though. That's what's funny, and that's what the difference is. My mom was highly respected.
And proud.
And proud. Proud of her children. Proud of her grandchildren. She took the time to go to every single – I played in a marching band and concert band. She was at every single event. Without question, I could always look and find her in the audience.
A mother is like Ford, Chevy, Buick, okay? Now, she can put out a Benz, a BMW. She can put out some Lamborghinis. But a mother is a producer in a factory for products. Okay? More than oneself.
Yes.
Okay? A production factory. I can never be a production factory. Okay?
And that's also why women should be insulted when a man says he's a woman. They should be highly insulted.
Because he doesn't physically produce jack. Nothing comes out of his body.
That's right.
That grows.
Nothing.
Nothing.
They can produce nothing important. And anybody wants to tell you what the most important thing is, it's the next generation you raise.
Look, all we do is, okay, all I know is this right here. Okay. You know that bowl? Okay, that bowl where you're about to make a cake, right?
Yep.
And you put all the ingredients in there, right? And everything is ready. And you stir it up to the best of you. You put the oil in there. You put the eggs in there. You put the dry product in there, right?
Yep.
And you start to mix it up, right? The only thing that you need to solidify, it's already a product. The only thing you need is a little milk. Okay, so we provide a little milk to the substance. Okay, we provide that little milk to the substance, and then you stir it up, and what do? You put it in the oven.
And you bake it.
And you bake it. All right? Now, there's this product that's being made until you hit a thing, and all of a sudden, now you're a part of this, fella.
Yeah.
You're a part of this. Okay? Matter of fact, you are a main ingredient.
That's right, because you can't get it without it.
You are a main ingredient. But the labor, okay, of production, the labor of production is put on that female.
Exactly.
So the labor of life is put on us because her labor is serving as a childbearer. My labor is serving a protector and a nurturer for the child bearer.
exactly like what happens in all of the rest of the animal kingdom and nature, that we are supposed to obey nature except for this one thing.
Yeah, we're going to do this. We got this. We got the creation on our own. We're going to reproduce. We're going to reintroduce the creation. But everything
We don't need no man.
That's like saying you don't need no milk.
That's
or
right.
Or more ingredients to make your brownies, your cookies, your cakes, your bread. You're telling me you're going to tell me you're going to still make everything work with the missing main ingredient.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a lady's not important. I'm saying ladies are very, 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 very valuable.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. What we're saying is actually they are more important. We are saying that. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
But you're just oppressing me. No, I'm not oppressing you.
You want me to go back to being a slave woman. You want me to talk about motherhood and being back down with children. Women are providers. Women are, listen, baby, women are earners. You're not a provider. You've never earned enough to be a provider on this planet. Because why? You cannot be a nurturer and have children and be a provider. It's not made that way. You got to give up one for the other. If you want to be a provider, you're 9 times out of 10 going to be providing for cats, dogs, and a bird, or a child that you didn't have time for. Some child.
See, that's the most important thing. You're taking the most important job and turning it aside to be a man.
Yeah, and letting a nanny or someone raise your children and then go, well, why didn't my child come out? Because your child doesn't know who you are. An outside world raises your child. You think that a child, okay, we cannot treat a child as if we treat not even a cat or a dog. They're treating children like cars.
Yeah.
Or a bus or something or a bicycle. You're treating children like objects. You're not like treating children. Well, I'll just get a nanny. Well, that's like I'll just build a garage for my car. No, these are children. They're not objects. They're children.
Yeah.
And we're treating children like objects. They're just something to do. No, when you lay down and you head that child, you have to understand the nature of how special it is to be someone who is receiving the seed of a male, which is a seed from God, to be able to spark your beautiful treasure, to stir up your formula of ingredients, to produce this embryo, to produce this baby in 9 months that should be nurtured. Now, if I am a provider and you are a nurturer, then those children need you to nurture them. If by way the world has made you a provider, okay, I understand you're an earner. Your male should always still be the provider. You're an earner to add to the structure of provisions, but you should never take away the morality of what we say about nurturing, because these children need the nurturing of a mother, not the nurturing of a dick-minded female or a dick-minded woman. What I mean is you're thinking like you have a cock and balls versus thinking like you have a female split and draw.
Ain't nothing you said that's a lie. And see, that's the funny thing. If you take that same sentence and turn it around where a guy is supposed to work and give his money, that is slavery there, working and
Thank
giving
you.
Your money. That's actually slavery. So they claim to be slaves, but the real slaves are the guys who are supposed to go out there and work and provide. That's the way it's been.
And then what happens when the lady, let me tell you something. What happens a lot of times when you say, you give your money to the lady. Number one, the money is not going to be spent the right way 9 times out of 10. Okay? Even if she saved the money only, where is it going? So men have to grow to a point where you stop all the gambling and drinking and smoking and partying, because that takes away from the provisions to how to provide. I'm being real with the male first.
Yes.
Because if you don't have any order, you can't ask a female how to listen to your order of things if you have no order. A woman is only going to feel comfortable if the provider has order and some type of structure in their life. Okay? I can understand where a lady is coming from. But if male, you know, but if a male is in order, he should have a lady that can receive that and not drain him dry for all he's worked for. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They should build together. It shouldn't be something where one is trying to take from another. You know, she's not a slave to do whatever he wants to do and be her concubine. She be his concubine, rather. And vice versa.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
It's a partnership.
Yeah.
It's a partnership. It's a true partnership. But now we have a partnership where one half wants all the money, and if you don't give it to them, then there's something wrong with you.
Well, see, I have to – I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to add this, too. It's a union because a partnership is sometimes looked at as being equal. And equality varies because one person may have a strength that another person they may not have and vice versa. So when we talk about equality, are we talking about by me doing the things I know how to do best to bring things to the table and you knowing how to do the things you know best to the table, or are we talking about I can lift as much as you – and I can think it's best. Are we talking about a competition?
You're correct there. You're correct.
Yeah.
Yes, it is definitely not a partnership. It is definitely a union.
It's a union. It's a union. And when you come together as a union, that's the union does things from a logical perspective.
And also the union does things from a better perspective.
Yes.
Because I don't care who you are. I don't care how magnificent you are. Two people can do a better job raising children than one. That's a fact. I don't care who or how magnificent you are, how rich you are, how many nannies you can hire, how many private schools you can put your kids in. The best kids come from a strong home. That is undeniable.
Yes. And then the thing is, for a male, not to be egotistical, because if you're the head of the household, then if you're an egotistical butthole, then your wife is going to be an egotistical butthole, or she's going to be battling because she doesn't like you being an egotistical butthole. It's one or the other. But she's going to be either bad by being you or discomforted in being with you. That's the only choice you give her.
Yes.
Okay? Now, both individuals, if the father is understood from the conscious understanding and not ego, then the lady will always be a conscious individual with morals, values, and she will know, and this is when I say know her place, meaning a place of value, not know your place, B-I-T-C-H, but know your place as how special you are as a morality-driven, nurture-prone individual that shows a male through your love and nurturing how to be a better person in his behavior.
See, that's one of the things I say. I got brought up with two parents that were completely different, and because of it, I'm a more balanced person. Yeah. I got my soft side from my mom. I got my hard side from my dad.
And to be truthful, no matter what, how soft it is, how close it comes together, we have to accept, number one, everyone is different. We may have similarities, but that does not make us equal.
Nope.
That does not make us alike. That just means we have some similarities in all these things that can be experienced in the universe. Of course there may be some things that we have similar in similar situations and modes. Of course.
Yes.
But that does not make us equal.
No.
That does not make us the same. We're all different.
And thank God for that. The whole pot of people that makes everything happen. And when people see themselves as part of something big, they act one way. When they see themselves above everything, they act another way.
And what did you say? They act. And that is not being yourself.
Yes. That's true.
You're in an act. You're acting something out. And this is what a lot of people do. They see other things they want to be, and that's when they end up going outside of themselves.
Yeah. The natural what you are. Based on, see, this is the other thing, and this is one of the things people don't want to believe in, but I'm telling you it exists, DNA memory. That the experiences of a mother and father in their DNA is passed on to the children. And that's provable, because if you have vegetarian parents, it will alter the DNA of the child to be more acceptable to not having meat. This has all been scientifically proven.
But you know what scientists can't prove?
What?
What you are beguiled by.
Yeah.
Those things, that's why they make commercials. And this is why children are beguiled by Christmas and Santa Claus and St. Nick. Beguiled.
Yep.
Okay. Children are beguiled by the Easter Bunny.
Yep.
And getting ready for that holiday that goes along with whatever goes with religion. Elders are beguiled by the fireworks of the 4th of July. Okay. We're beguiled by the eating of Thanksgiving. Okay. You have to realize what captures your mind. And these things that we're beguiled by are things that happen every day. Someone just took and said, I feel that I want to make something special about this occasion.
Yes.
So they made an everyday thing something that you focus on as if it's special or different.
The truth.
Because there's nothing happening that happens new under the sun every day. It's just that if you build excitement towards something, if you build excitement, and you get people to be beguiled. That's what they call the devil's way of claiming control of people. Beguile you, you know.
Well, the thing I was getting to with the DNA, though, is there is DNA memory, and there is DNA programming. Now, the base programming has been proved with studies where they take mothers, they separate them from their babies, they put women, they put female babies and male babies. They put a barrier in between them. The male babies tried to go over, crashed the barrier. The female babies got up there and sat and cried. Now, people are going, that doesn't apply to everything, blah, blah. No, listen to me and hear what I'm saying. That goes to your nature. That goes to your core programming. I have a Doberman. He is core programmed to be protective. He is core programmed to be protective. Nobody denies that. Yet we will say that women are programmed exactly the same as men when it's obvious they are not.
Yeah, because it's like a pit bull's core program is to attack other dogs. Okay?
Yes.
Now, that's his core programming.
Right.
Period. He doesn't bite other people. To bite other people, we take these animals and we take them out of their core programming.
Right. And we project the programming onto them that then they accept and they run with it, even though it was something that they weren't really meant to do.
Yes. Yes.
But if you take them at their core program and let them live out their core program, they're the biggest teddy bear. That's why they used to be called nanny dogs. Everybody forgot that. I was around pit bulls. My friend raised pit bulls.
Yes.
I was around them. I never felt afraid.
No,
never felt afraid.
We had a pit bull. I was raised around a pit bull and a boxer, okay? We were never afraid. They were the softest dogs when it came to children and family and stuff. Then people start breeding when they wouldn't understood what they could do to other dogs. Then they start breeding them to fight.
Yes.
And then they start freezing them blood and then start turning them against people. And once an animal gets a taste for something, this is what they do.
And that affects their DNA memory.
Thank you. There we go. Back to the DNA. There you go. All right.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is something that's proven. There is DNA memory. How does your heart know to beat? How does your lungs know to breathe? How does your body know to process food? That was all programmed into your DNA. You didn't learn how to breathe. You didn't learn how to have your heart beat.
You know, you can throw an infant into water and the infant will swim. You have to forget how to swim.
Yes.
You're born knowing how to do everything, but it has to be programmed out of you. And to be programming out of you, what they do is, number one, is program doubt into you.
Yes.
When they tell you, you don't know, let me teach you. That's a game.
It is.
You come here instinctively knowing things, and people spend more time trying to train you out of natural thinking, trying to train you out of instinctive measures, trying to train you out of having intuition. See, instinct and intuition are trained out of you, period.
And what, you want an example of that? These little soccer leagues where they put male and female players on the field together. You can see the boys are not sure. They're like, man, should I really, like, am I supposed to do this with this? Because I'm supposed to protect that. That's my core programming. And now I'm going to tell you, screw your core programming. Go hit that little girl and get her off the ball because we're equal.
Dan, the white people, listen to me. I want white people all over this hearing this right now. I heard that black people, we dance and we dance on a 2-3 base. Well, I mean, no, 2-4, I'm sorry, 2-4 on an even base. And white people now dance on 1-3. That's different between country and R&B. It's 1-3 and 2-4. Train that. White people were trained to be off rhythm. You were trained. Seriously now.
Mm-hmm.
When you see white people that have no rhythm, you were trained that way. When you go back, I can take you back to years ago when white people were doing vaudeville. Why did this white person come along that didn't have no rhythm?
Yeah.
This was trained. I saw white people that could dance their ass off back in the day. Just no different than a black person. Then all of a sudden, around about the late 60s,
yes,
all of a sudden this white dude came. I can't. Where did this come from? Where do we go back to? We went way. Oh Lord, you got it, man. Where did this come from?
I don't know. But I see what you, I actually see what you're saying.
Okay.
And remember, I grew up in the disco era.
Dang. So where did this, okay, that's proof of the point. Where did this white dude come from that couldn't do shit? Where did he come from? Where did this white dude come from that was just like, I just don't know. Just, he's so country. And so backwoods, you don't know where the fuck he came from. I understand there's some southern white dudes. I know them.
You ain't wrong, brother. You ain't wrong.
But where did this something came out of nowhere, man, and he had no rhythm or nothing?
Yeah.
And he was always mad about something, always angry.
Oh, yeah. And I see that. Well, I know where that came from. That totally came from the government pitting two groups against each other.
And the old
welfare lie. You know,
and what about starting with what I'm saying, getting them out of sync? Okay, if you're working on one, if we're all going on 2-4, and white dudes and black dudes, we fishing, we hunting, we doing everything, and we're getting along, okay? And the government says, oh, this can't be.
Yeah.
One got to be on 2-4, and one got to be on 1-3. So when you count the 1-2-3-4, and everybody was in rhythm, now is I got 1-3, you 2-4. That's the difference between you and me. When they want to break down training the mind for separation is a reality. I'm 2-4, you 1-3. That's what the difference it was. And once they started out, everything else is off rhythm from there.
Yeah. And then they just add to it.
Yeah. It's like a zipper that's off track.
Yeah.
The tracks will never line up. No matter what you do, the coat's going to come open. Right now, the people need a new zipper.
Oh my God, man. See, this is what's funny. I knew when I started where we started, I was going to be amazed in an hour where we were. And we just started talking about zippers. Oh my God. Oh my God. So
spell that we're in. And when we're in this spell, you can't have a direction in a spellbound situation because everything's in the direction it should not be. Just like a puzzle. Okay, if you take a 2,000-piece puzzle and you throw it out on the table, it's not impossible. You just have to think, you just have to be able to see. Because
yes.
It's over 500 pieces to the sky alone.
Yeah, and they're all blue, and they're all different shapes.
And there's 300 pieces to the tree.
Yeah.
And over 250 waters for the water below. Do you see?
Yes, I do.
But see, that picture, together, I can see. But taking it apart and putting my eyes on it and putting it back together for me, that's something that people will never see as an identity. That's an individual choice, whether you want to take on something like that. That's an individual choice to put pictures back together, to paint pictures. Those take great minds, Brian.
Yeah, they do.
And it don't take programmed minds. Programmed minds, then you can't even sit down and have the patience to do something like that because you're living in a fast society.
Well, see, that's where NASA, I quoted this study a couple of shows ago, when they first encountered children before schooling, most of them rated on the genius scale. But after just a mere 4 or 5 years of schooling, none of them rated on the genius scale, just a small upper percentage, people who aren't programmable.
Yes.
And we're programmed to memorize and regurgitate.
That's right.
We're not programmed to look and analyze and then figure. It's this pattern. It is this pattern. We've memorized that pattern. Now operate on that pattern.
We you know what? And the pattern right now is I believe, okay? And people don't realize when you hear a person say, I believe that is this. When I hear a person say that, I don't even respond because I know belief. And believe utilize means I don't know.
Yes.
So when I'm talking to a person who says I believe in something, I understand you're studying whatever you're talking about, and you really don't have a clue.
And you can't open your mind to anything that doesn't fit your paradigm.
Yeah, because right now I'm studying this.
Yes. And this is what I've been told. Not what I've experienced, but what I've been told.
I'm engrossed in this until I see something different or something draws me off from it, or I may be entrenched in the rest of my life, but this is what I believe.
Yes.
I have no knowledge thereof other than the knowledge I'm going into to receive, to anchor what I believe, but I don't know, but I believe wholeheartedly. I'm 100% in my belief.
And because you're in your beliefs, you can't open up to anything that's counter to what you believe.
Yes. If you don't have an opening to your belief, you'll never have knowledge of anything.
Like you and I talk about flat earth. We talk about that. Now, here's the thing. Do I know 100% one way or another? Absolutely not. It's everything I've been told. I've been told that it's a globe, but it's funny because if you go way back to the way back, we were told it was flat. But now because everybody's decided it's round, we all have to play it's round. Mm-hmm. And if you think anything different, you're now stupid, where in the past, if you thought it was a globe, you were stupid.
But we didn't start thinking the world was round till there was a reason, and the reason was NASA was now saying they're flying around the world.
Yeah.
Okay? So because of NASA, we live on a flat, on a round perspective. But when I looked the other day, and I put it up on, I think I sent it to you. I hope I did. If I didn't, I'm going to look it up and send it to you, where we were talking about the flat earth perspective. And I looked up at something, and it was on the internet, and it was like they said the U.S.-Mexico border, right? So the lady was out talking to the guy, saying, where are you coming from? And one guy said, I'm coming from India. She said, oh, India. So did you fly into Mexico to come to walk from Mexico to here? He said, no, I walked. Another guy said he's from Mexico, he's walking. Another guy said, I'm from She said, did you fly in? Where'd you guys fly in from to walk from Mexico? He said, we walked. Another guy said, I'm from Bangladesh. She said, so you were living in Mexico? He said, no, I walk from Bangladesh. So these people are walking, crossing the Mexico border from India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. They're able to do it on foot. So if they're able to do that on foot, those areas are more like small states and towns close to each other. And they're aligned to us on another level geographically. Because if these people are saying they're walking, coming across the Mexican border, they're walking from India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, and they ain't got on no raggedy clothes, Dan. They're walking with backpacks like modern-day stuff, bro.
Yeah.
With, then they got on their designer clothes from their area and stuff. They got on designer clothes. These people are walking. They come, man, this is not what we think it is. We are living, something's wrong, man.
Well, take another example. And again, and this is where I come from. I can listen and hear everything. I can listen and hear everything. And the new Canon cameras that have said this awesome zoom on them, okay. A guy set across, I believe it's Lake Michigan, and looked at the Chicago skyline from 64 miles away. Now, when you put that into the curvature of the earth, that building should have been 2,000 feet below the horizon. So there's no way you should have been able to see it, yet he could see the entire building from 64 miles away.
And I just left there. You know I just left there last week, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I live right there, and I drove out to the casino, and I can see, but with the naked eye, the Chicago skyline from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. If the world does fit their calculator, and it is the size they say it is, that should be impossible.
Yeah, it should start to curve.
Right.
Or the things that we see straight across, something should be at an angle. At some point on this earth, it should be an angle.
Yeah.
But it's not like that. We're sitting on a, from what I'm understanding is, we're sitting more on a flat surface. And we're flying around a horseshoe.
Yep.
From place to place. Okay? And on one side, you can walk close on one side, and one side, you can walk close to the other. And America's probably half of the horseshoe there. When you look at what we are, we gotta be a little under half of the horseshoe, and then the other half is the other half of what we know we broke apart from, which they know is Africa, and the rest of this little stuff make up that little stuff. London, all that bullshit is all tiny.
Yeah.
So all of this stuff, because Russia is a mile and a half from America at its closest point.
Yep, and remember, they made fun of somebody for saying they could see Russia from their house.
So why does it take us 23 hours to see to fly to Russia? Why? Just like when I've been flying a lot lately. Just like recently, man, I went to New York, right?
Yeah.
And it would take maybe about 7 hours to drive where I went. Okay, maybe six. But why would it take me 4.5 hours of flying?
Yeah, you know, at a couple hundred miles an hour.
With a delay. Okay, we got a delay and over. So I had to fly from Virginia to Atlanta. Then I flew from Atlanta to New York. What sense does that make?
Well, so that goes back to all these people who have done these videos of the transatlantic flights, where if you flew straight, it'd be 3,000 miles, but they fly and they stop at something that makes them out of the way by 3,000 or 4,000 miles, and then expect me to believe a company that scrapes every penny would add additional flight time to anything, especially at the cost of fuel.
Dan, I can fly right now to – now, I fly to New York, it costs $700, right? $600,
yep.
No matter what, it's $600. And that's up the street. I fly to Indiana, it costs me – $400 round trip, $400 round trip. That's it. People think it is expensive. It's not. But to fly to San Diego, it costs me $242 nonstop. and I'm flying from here to San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay, but if I try to get a hotel in New York, it's like mid-range because of the cost of the flight. It might cost you, but you got to be careful because you get a hotel for $400-something there, then you end up having to upgrade it because they know it's a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
They suckered you, so you end up paying $600, $700, $800. Now, to go to Indiana, they know the hotels are dirt cheap. You might pay $65, $70, $80, you got a great hotel in Indiana. $80 a night, you got a great hotel in Indiana, $70 a night. In New York, you got a new best hotel, you better pay $155 for it. Okay, and that's normal. You go to L.A., you go to San Diego, now, every room you're paying for $260 a night.
Yep.
You stay there for 4 days, you're going to pay $1,100.
Yep.
It's crazy, man, how they got things. And I happen to be busy right now and traveling a little bit to see what's going on and to see the differences is crazy. And I'm flying within weeks. This is flying within weeks of one another. It's a big difference in stuff, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Nobody's paying no attention to things, man. It's crazy.
Well, they just believe what they're told, and they never question. And that's why I say people would laugh at me. They try to – see, it's really funny how they try to use laughter, their lack of knowledge, to make you feel bad for having more knowledge or for even listening to stuff. Oh, you listen to that – have you been to space? No, you haven't been to space, so shut up because you do not know because you have not experienced. You've listened to people tell you a bunch of things for a long time that isn't true.
What is that? You are arguing belief as if it is fact.
Yes. 100% fact.
We have a lot of people arguing their beliefs, and there's no fact in a belief. They said we went to the moon, and who is they? When did it happen? Who, what, when, where, why, and how. And that's what. You have no answers. And guess what? It's made for you to never have the answers. So you will always be chasing your tail with a whole bunch of other tail chasers, and you'll never have real subjects none of you all are talking about.
And that's the truth.
And we're arguing about subjects that they're called chasing your tail subjects. Nobody has the truth to none of that bull crap that we're battling about when we have to realize that agriculturally, that we're losing land to individuals that are putting foods out that makes no sense. We're going to lose these grocery stores and things because there's no way these things are going to keep being there to manifest themselves with this big thing. So it doesn't have to fall apart. Okay, people say, well, man, you know, what's going to happen if we ain't got grocery stores? Knock the damn building down, turn the freaking soil over and grow some shit. That's what happened, stupid.
Yeah.
What do you mean all else is lost because bricks have been built? They're trying to build bricks on everything. Wake up on your mind, y'all. I'm trying to tell people, if New York City was already built years ago and most of these cities were built, we have to get back to the truth of what's going on. And we don't have to starve. We just have to stop listening to foolishness.
Yeah, and growing grass instead
and
of plants.
Come on, man. What's more, would you rather be walking through control rolls of corn going up to your door, or would you eat or tomatoes and vegetables, or some damn grass that you got to put poison on the ground to kill the very soil you need to walk on? Now, what sense does that make? I'm trying to make sense of the foolishness.
Well, that's a hard thing. I hate this. We got to run a real quick commercial because we're way past where we should have run a commercial. So we're going to run the commercials, get them out of the way, and then we'll come back and finish this thing up. So hang on. Let's run some commercials.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
That's right! The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour date, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
And we're back. And also, I want to address this real quick. I saw we had a caller holding on. This isn't a call-in type talk show, folks. Herm and I have a chemistry. These are conversations we have. Granted, you probably got a great point. I got that. But every time I've gone to the phone, I've got people making dick jokes and doing this and that and the other, and that's not what this is. And so I know you probably got a point you want to add. Email me. I might read it. But as far as getting in on the show, it doesn't jive with Herman, not my vibe. We kick things around. We want you to take your opinion you're trying to put on the show and think it through yourself. Go do your research. Go look up what you believe. Because I'm just tired of these joke-ass callers calling in, trying to be dicks and all this other thing. So sorry if you're a legitimate caller. That's not what we do here. We do a back and forth between me and her, and that's pretty much what it is. So don't mean to upset you. Don't mean to be a dick, but that's how we play the game here.
Yeah, well, I don't care whether I upset you, because those who would be upset are the dicks.
See, this is why people don't understand. Herm and I have this great bounce-off relationship, and Herm brings a set of things to the table. I bring a set of things to the table, and that's what makes the conversation entertaining.
That's what it does. And people say, Herm, man, listen, are you like this and you're like that? Well, if you ever get a chance to know me, that's when you'll know how I am.
Okay? Well, it's something I enjoy because you and I at different times will say the things that aren't considered appropriate.
Yeah.
And we will say them from our backgrounds. And that's
yeah.
the beauty of it. Our backgrounds are so completely different, yet we can sit here and have conversations. Again, I even heard that guy who talks to all the women say this, quit listening to respond.
Yep.
Listen to listen.
Then you may say something that sounds pretty good when you respond, okay?
Yeah, because you're listening to hear what they're saying. You're not just listening to shoot your point across.
And shut mine down.
Right. People don't get that. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
I consider myself blessed to have Herman in my life.
Yeah, that's a good thing. We're good.
Because we're good with bouncing off each other with topics that most people would never, ever touch.
Because there'll be someone offended about what is said, how it's been said. You could have said it a different way. So people say, well, I'm not judgmental. Well, if you can't take something from someone the way they present it, you're judgmental, period.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's scary how they don't even see that. Because they've been programmed that if somebody says something different, they're against you. They're trying to get something over on you. They're trying to put you down. No, maybe they're actually trying to convey knowledge.
Well, we're living in a world of you don't want to hear my truth. Well,
right.
Your truth doesn't matter. There's the truth that we live in a universe where everyone has their truth.
Yes.
What separates your truth from everyone else speaking their truth, okay? You're just a control freak.
No.
See, that's what they turn into. They're a control freak. When people want you got to hear my truth.
Yeah.
It's your truth. We don't give a shit about your truth.
But that's confidence, too. We're confident in where we are.
Yeah.
That's not arrogance. Arrogance is something you can't do. I'm confident with what I can do.
Yeah, you know. Hey, and they say, you're arrogant. Okay, you want to take that way? Okay, yes, I am an asshole. So anyway, now that you got that out of the way, so now I'm an arrogant asshole. Whatever you want to think, I'm going to be me.
Yeah.
You can come up with every level you want to judge me, but I'm going to be me. You, and guess what? In the end, you're going to view me the way you choose to because that's the way you view people.
Yeah. And that's the world you create in your head. And that's when you start watching all these people talking about how you create your world around you. You start looking at people who are always negative and they have all this negative shit in their life. And then you go, why are you attracting negative? Because you're projecting negative.
Thank you. You know, that's what I'm saying. Why do you get hot? Because you have a sweater on. Because the damn sweater's hot. I mean, what's this?
You attracting what you want to attract.
It's just silliness, man. It's just so foolish, man. I just don't understand how to even communicate with things that make no sense.
We've come to the day and age where people believe they're so intelligent that you can't teach them shit. I've got a piece of paper on my wall that says I'm intelligent. I spent a lot of money to buy that. But,
yeah.
And put that against somebody who's lived in the world, who's actually experienced shit, and then listen to what they have to say because they've been in the real world and not the collegiate world. The collegiate world that has students who are gay and lesbian cheering for Palestine, a place that would throw them off a roof of a building if they were there, they're that ignorant.
Yeah. And see, somebody said, I'm educated because I went to school. And I say, no, I'm educated because I adapted well to my environmental structure. And I use school along the way, too.
Yes. Yes.
It was
and that's what's funny, because we're not college-educated people. I mean, we do have our degrees and shit, what have you not, but we're not stuck in that world. We actually went and got useful skills. We didn't get managing skills. We got skills like how to repair electronic shit. You have medical skills. Between the two of us, we're a very strong and potent combination.
Yeah, I don't even think I'm not college educated. I educated college because when I go to things, I am an environmental change, okay? When I go to things, people are going to learn from me being there. I'm not being cocky either. I'm being serious because not only am I going to learn, I'm also going to find other ways to do the things that I'm learning about because I have to find ways that it fits me, even though, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, because you've got your mind open, you listen to what you're taught, and you see where it goes further rather than just going, this is the end of it because they said so.
Yeah, that's it, because that's the way I've always been, because I always know that there's a weakness with every structure that I've been in that I had to find balance within. And people say, well, Earn, maybe you just need to go along with what's happening. And I always tell a person, maybe you just need to pay attention to your instincts and let me pay attention to mine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a get along, I'm not a be along to get along type of person. I don't just get along with him, they just go along with anything. I can't do that.
No.
It has to make sense for me to be a part of it.
And like I said again, that's where we bounce off each other and we bring to the table things and we have great discussions.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that because we trust each other, that's why we get to the point where no matter what the other person says, I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear Herman's point of view the best I can hear it. It can't be exactly what his point of view is because I'm another person. So I'm going to hear it, and there's automatically going to be my influences on what I heard. But that doesn't make it wrong. It doesn't make it right. It means that you need to listen, open your mind, and take in possibilities that may be outside your realm of comprehension now, but some point down the road, you're going to see it.
Yeah, and sometimes when people are speaking to you, they're not looking for an answer. They're just sharing information.
Right. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this.
What do you get out of what I'm saying? I got what I'm getting. What did you get?
What did you hear and receive? And it's a perspective thing. That's why real knowledge... There is real knowledge, but a lot of knowledge is opinion and belief and all that other shit. But there is real knowledge. I need oxygen to live. That's real knowledge.
Yeah.
There are certain things that are, and nobody questions them. But there are so many things that are opinions that they create the turmoil in society because everybody wants to look at it as wrong or against them rather than going, listen to what the person has to say and think about what they're saying.
You know what being open is, right?
Yep.
You know what being open is with a response?
What's that?
An opinion. So you can be open and hear a person and receive it and absorb, and you can still have something inside of you that you see,
yes.
But you don't have to yet because you need to think it out before you express it. When a person says something to you, very rarely is a person equipped to answer the question the best way possible immediately. Very rare.
True.
You got to think things through. You can't just, yeah, well, this. When you hear people just bounce off, you know they don't know what the other is talking about.
Yeah. They're listening to respond.
Yeah.
They're listening to tell you where you're wrong or where you're right or all that other thing. They're not listening to hear what Herman said.
Yeah, they're just listening to tell you what they know and why they disagree or why they agree. It's not about that. Do you have a thought in your head based on everything you're saying based off of what I see?
Yes.
I'm trying to get where you're coming from, and you're trying to analyze what I see.
Yeah.
So we're not having a conversation because you don't really have nothing to say based on your thoughts. All of your thoughts is based on how you can criticize my thoughts, so that means you don't have thoughts.
Exactly. Because if you have thoughts, you're not afraid to have them challenged. If you're a smart person, You're not afraid to have yourself challenged. That's what I enjoy the most about our conversations, is I can put something out there and you give me a total different perspective that's nothing I would have ever thought of myself. And then I sit down and go, God damn it, man. He's right. He's right. And I didn't respond because I wasn't sure, but I had to sit back and think. And then when you sit back and think and you see it from you see it from that perspective.
Yes. If you're an open person, you will realize that my sight is a part of your view. And people say, what do you mean? Well, we're all born on this earth. We're all eyeballs of the great creator. So therefore, if we're all eyeballs of the great creator, we're all each other's point of view, just from a different view.
Yes.
Because our viewpoints are the points that we're able to see, period. Now, I can't see your viewpoint, and you can't see mine. But you can help me understand where we're coming from if we're able to come to each other in peace and tranquility and share. Period.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. That's what it is, man. That's all life, man.
Well, see, that's the other thing. People go, well, it's just because you two have like mind. No, we're not of like mind.
No, we're totally different.
We're totally different. 100% different.
But you know what? We are like mind. We like our minds. Most people don't like their minds. That's why they're ready to be controlled by someone else. You don't like what you think. You don't like how you move. You don't like what you look like. You don't like what you sound like. So you find other things to intimidate. We just imitate yourself. Like ourselves.
You know what's funny about, if you listen to what you just said, it keys in on, if you look at all these college campuses protests, all these people are ugly outside and inside.
Yeah.
And that's why you get, you know, this 300-pound feminist screaming at men. It's because she's been rejected so many times that she's now turned it into hatred rather than reasoning why.
Yeah, it's like they had somebody have an outbreak because the person had on the T-shirt said, you want me to respect your pronouns? Okay. So let me she them titties.
I've seen that video, and that woman was sitting there screaming like a 5-year-old. The only thing she missed was laying down on the ground, slamming her hands into the ground. When I see people screaming, I instantly know they are below 60 IQ because they are acting like a juvenile.
You know what I see when I see people screaming like that? My mom or dad would say, get up before I whoop your ass.
Exactly.
Quit throwing that
temper tantrum. Because we didn't do that when I was younger.
I'll give you something to cry about. That's what I saw.
Oh, yes. And nobody's ever said that to them. Nobody's ever told them they're wrong. So an opinion that they can't handle, they must shout it down. That is the lowest form of intelligence, to shout down an opinion.
I always said, I don't believe in whooping kids and doing stuff like that. Don't do that. Just get a stun gun and pop that ass until you just don't whoop them. Just get a stun gun, and they don't need to whooping them. They ain't going to understand whooping because they're going to say you were wrong. Go ahead and shock their butt a little bit and leave a little pee stain on their pants. It'll stop all that, okay?
I'm going to relate to you a story with one of my kids. And this will show you the day and age I grew up in.
Yeah.
My son gave me attitude and rolled his eyes at me. I know to most of you, you allow that to happen. But that is a disrespect. And as long as you're in my house and I'm feeding you, you damn well are going to respect me.
Thank you.
And so on that day, he rolled his eyes at me. I said, come with me. I took him out in the backyard. And I said, you see all that wood over there? I just got 2 cords of wood delivered. Back across, I was living in a nice house before divorce ruined me and she took everything. And so it was 200 and some odd across the backyard. I said, I want you to take that 2 cords of wood. I want you to move them to the other side of the yard. I said, that's your job today. And so he was out there for hours moving it. I said, no wheelbarrows, nothing. I said, you're going to do it by hand because I want you to think. I want you to think while you're doing it what I'm trying to get you to understand. And he went out there and moved it, and then he came inside, and he looked at me and goes, it's done, with a shitty tone. And I said, it is. I said, let's go inspect your work. I went out in the backyard, and lo and behold, I said, look at that grass over there where the wood was. I said, that looks so bad. Move it back. And then he spent another couple hours moving it back, and then he came back in, and he goes, it's done. And he said it without attitude. And I walked out there, and I go, look at that beautiful work you did. I said, do you understand the lesson I'm teaching you? And he was like, yes, sir. And I said, correct answer. I said, I am your father, and you will respect me. I said, this isn't an option. This isn't a request. I said, you will respect me as long as you're living under my roof. People will not do that today. They let their kids disrespect them, and they think it's funny. It's not.
No.
I am building your base programming. I am teaching you that there is an authority structure. Whether anybody wants to believe it or not, no matter how free you want to be, there always has to be some form of authority structure. Because without authority structure, it becomes anarchy. You look at these cities with no authority structure, it's anarchy. Steal what you want. Walk out with a TV. Shit on the street. Shoot up on the street. There is no authority at all, and those cities live in anarchy.
And the government is creating this.
Yes, because they want that so that they can install martial law, because they've already started doing it. See, they're short of police, and now states are actually mobilizing their military to be police officers, which is in a direct violation of posse comitatus. Because you're not allowed to use your military against the civilians. So what most places started doing was equipping their police like the military, giving them Bearcats, giving their full battle rattle with their vests and their knee pads and their knuckle gloves. And it's for officer safety. And Reed and Malloy of Adam 12 in their press suit and ties are no longer. And we have these violent people who are willing to go to their gun at the drop of a hat, rather than try to negotiate, and it's going slowly, and they do it incrementally, and now they've got a shortage of your peacekeepers, and so now we're going to bring the military in because it's got so out of control that the people are willing to overlook everything just for that little scrap of safety, which after the military comes in and takes over, safety will not exist.
Well, it sounds like the military is the beginning of the whole assault, and everyone is acting as the military, and the military is going to come into control, but it's the military's acts that has made it the way we are.
True. True.
So the same people who come in to help you are the same people starting the shit.
And it's funny because the military on foreign soil cannot fire until fired upon, but the police, for their safety, if you even look like you got something in your hand, can light off and empty a whole clip on a busy street with cars going by, and that's for their safety and not yours.
Yes, but the military had to realize, after I served the military, the stuff that you were just saying, a military can't fire. It's just called friendly fire. So you had to realize this.
Well, look how they tried to hide the Pat Tillman incident. They tried to hide the fact that that was friendly fire for so long, but enough people spoke up that the truth had to boil to the surface.
Yes.
And right now, the CDC has said that there will be a new COVID booster shot this fall. I posted 3 deaths yesterday, 44, 33, and 26. People died in their sleep, died of a cardiac event. You tell me that's normal, because when you and I were growing up, for anybody in their 30s to have a cardiac event, they were either doing blow or eating nothing but the shittiest diet you could eat and doing everything wrong. It's abnormal.
It's not normal at all. That is so abnormal. But they want us to roll with the punches with everything that's going on because they want to keep doing what they're doing.
And also, don't forget, there's a patent by Pfizer of nanobots.
Oh, yeah.
And what are they finding in these shots? liquid nanoparticles that can be self-assembling, and that's why all these morticians are pulling these long tuberous fibers out of people's blood.
Everybody had a different. There's nanobots in one set of persons. There's a book. I don't know. One of them has an actual foreign creature. I don't know whether there's a foreign creature. There's like a 10-legged spider inside of people. There are many different things that are coming up from these three different vaccines. And there's different things that come up from the boosters because the boosters activate different things that were already in the vaccine. It's crazy.
And the new blue lights and the new 5G.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy who pulled up the map showing all the 5G stations, the NEXRAD stations, all radiating the atmosphere for like 6 hours?
I can take you to Midwestern area and show you 5G towers that look like goddamn NASA stations. They're so big. They're so big, man, and it's in the Midwest. And the thing is, you go to the Midwest, I'm not trying to be funny. The mentality, people don't know, there's a different mentality. I'm sorry. I go to the Midwest, and I'm not saying people are stupid or anything. It's just like it's slower than it is anywhere else I went.
Yeah.
And they're more caught in the talk shows and being in their house and gossiping about church than they are about living life. And if you try to tell them about anything, all they say is, well, you know, in the name of Jesus, I ain't got long, and life is bala, 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 bala. And when you die and you go, when you cross over to the new world and heaven, they don't never want to talk about anything. It's just, I'm going to die, so I don't know why you're wasting time talking, because you know we're going to die.
Yeah. That's a give-up mentality. I'm going to fight to the end. I live under the line, I would rather stand and fight than live on my knees.
Well, we live in a world where a lot of these guys would never be on their knees. You understand me? So that was not a good thing right there.
On the knees or bent over a table, whichever one you want.
Whichever one to save their life. You understand me? They know how to get into the enemy immediately. Say you're going to rape me in jail? Nothing to it. Okay, give me something that's going to bother me. You guys are prepared.
Oh, yeah. It's unreal that when we were growing up, we were taught to be brave and self-reliant, and now they're being taught to be timid and afraid and ruled. And it takes a generation to change, and that generation has been educated by the public school system to be good little slaves, and
so
that's what they're educating.
We're living in a group of guys where sucking cock is common. Okay, this is a different world for us.
It is. It's a totally different world.
I'm not from the world where sucking cock is common.
Yeah, and you and I both know if that's your game, go play your game. I ain't gonna stop your game.
I ain't gonna stop you. That's you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never went practicing kicking the dick out of nobody's mouth. That's your business.
Nah, that's your business. But don't come tell me how to live my business, because that's what you're doing right now.
I'm not doing that. No, yeah. Don't come telling me how to pronounce things, and this is my noun and a pronoun and X. I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
I ain't got a thing.
I hated school the first time.
Well, it's no different than when we were younger and there were cliques and they all spoke in code words, but none of those cliques forced everybody to go along with their cliques. Now, it's that clique has decided that everybody will speak my clique's language, even though everybody else wasn't part of the clique. But now you have to be part. You don't have a choice. And if you're not part of it, you're against it.
Yeah, because now you're trying to tell me that this clique, now they all have cliques. No, you don't.
Yeah.
None of you cliques have cliques. Stop this. None of you clicking clips.
Dude, and it's funny because when we sit down and talk about it, if you listen to everything we're saying, we're not trying to put anybody down. We are trying to let them understand that you have your vision. If that's your vision, good. But don't come and tell me that I have to be part of it.
Yes, because we're not trying to get you to go down. We actually want you to stand up. Because
yes.
What you're envisioning in front of you when you go down, that has nothing to do with us. It's properties of life we can't agree with, okay?
Yeah.
It's the same, okay?
And it's perfectly okay.
It's perfectly okay. I even tell young ladies, hey, it's not good for you to go down either. But fella, you should never have been down there, ever, ever.
Right, right. Exactly.
Ever. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I just can't agree with these things, man.
Well, see, that's what happens when you take an anomaly and try to make it the norm.
Yes.
It's an anomaly. It's not the norm. It's your base programming.
Yeah, they try to make throwing horseshoes a main sport.
Right. We need horseshoes at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, we need pickleball at the Olympics. We need cornhole at the Olympics.
Cornhole at the Olympics. Yeah, that's the next thing. Cornhole at the Olympics.
Let's take something else obscure and try to make it mainstream. How long have they been trying to sell soccer to America?
And we just did it. It sucks.
Yeah. They've been trying since right at the edge of my childhood when the soccer started. And then when my kids were young, every kid was part of a soccer team, where when I was young, everybody played baseball or football. And they've been trying to sell soccer to the United States for years, and nobody buys it. Why?
Nobody.
Because it's not the
soccer,
norm.
Nobody picked up rugby, none of this shit. The cricket.
Yep.
They tried to put it in the streets. I was a black kid playing cricket in my neighborhood. Okay? You remember that?
I'm sorry, I just had this image of young Herman and Gary, Indiana. Oh, damn.
We were playing flipping cricket, man. I didn't understand. I didn't know nothing about cricket, but for some reason as a kid, we knew how to play cricket.
That's wild.
It's wild, man. It's wild.
You see, I grew up with a young group of guys that would play full contact football with not a pad or a helmet on them. And we played full contact. I got 4 ribs broken. But we played full contact. And by golly, that's how you find out who's who. Real quick.
Yeah. Did you ever have a weird family member? Like, I learned how to ride a unicycle. I learned how to play on a pogo stick because you always had these eccentric, weird family members.
Yeah, they would teach you all the oddball shit.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we had lawn darts.
Oh, yeah.
We had lawn darts. Sharpened steel weapons.
Yeah. What was the thing where you had the mallets and you would put the little steel spikes in the ground and you had to hit the ball through the steel?
Croquet.
Croquet, that was it. That was a big thing when I was a kid, croquet.
Yeah.
I wanted to say cricket again, but I know it wasn't cricket.
Yeah. What happened to croquet?
I don't know.
When's the last time you – because at every family outing, the croquet came out and the badminton net went up.
And the badminton net, yes. The badminton net went up and the croquet came out every time.
Every single time. And now everybody sits in their lawn chairs, puts their face in their phone, and sits together as a group to stare at a screen.
And then back in the day, the old men would go out back and play horseshoes.
Yes. Or dominoes.
Yeah.
We played a lot more active sports when we were younger. And it's not active like you got to run and be competitive. It was active on the line of you had to get up and at least move.
Yeah. And there were things you were thinking about.
Yeah.
What was that game with the bean bags? And it was like it was a circle. You had to throw the bean bags in the circle.
Oh man,
I can't even think of the name of that either. It was a bunch of the games, you know.
Yeah, like I said, there's a multitude of things that you just don't do now. But like I remember pictures from one of my last family reunions. The badminton net was up.
Yeah. And what was also, if you weren't playing badminton, they had the badminton and the volleyball net up.
Yes. You had your choice.
Yeah.
And if you were a dude and spiked on a chick, you got in trouble.
Oh, you got in trouble. You could break her nose or something, man. You knew better.
Yeah. You knew better. Like I said, it's a respect thing. But you're turning it into, you don't look as me. No, I look at you as something valuable. You protect what you value.
No, don't treat me like no lesser. I'm a woman. You treat me just like you treat anybody else on this field, okay?
And then when you treat them like that, oh, you're a bully. You're an oppressor. Well, you just told me to.
Yes.
So which is it? Do you want it or do you not want it? Because if we eliminated women's sports tomorrow morning, there'd be a lot of unemployed women sports people.
But nobody would miss it.
Right. It'd go right down that train. It'd go right down the history book, and everybody go, what?
You see, women have no interest in their on themselves other than the bitching of what they're interested in.
Oh, well, Herman, we are up against that wall.
Man, it's 2 o'clock. Wow.
I know. It just went. It's funny, the 2 hours I spent on hold with Verizon the other day acted like 100 years, but the 2 hours that we've had a conversation seems like 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Ain't it, though?
But it's worth it.
It is. We went down a lot of rabbit holes today.
A whole lot. This is a great show, man. This is one of the shows we said was epic.
It was. It was on point. It started one place. It ended someplace completely different. And it wasn't any place we've really been the past shows. It's all just it's a stream. It's a stream, and we're flowing down the stream with it.
Roll, roll, roll your boat.
Life is but a dream.
Yes,
oh, what if that's true? What if you wake up and it was just a dream and you're sitting there in your bed going, damn, I dreamed about Herm, whoever Herm was. So as always, folks, Herman, I'll see you Wednesday night, man, and thank you so much.
Wednesday night is on and popping, man. We got it. You know it, right? It on right there at Seven Spices.
Seven Spices in Norfolk, Virginia. If you happen to be listening to this, come on down. They're reopening. They got incredible food. We're going to be doing shows there. A lot of things are going to be happening, and I hope you come out and catch us live.
You know how we do it.
That's how we do it. So, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.